Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Tainis Daf Chof Zayin in the Oiz V'Hadar edition, Perek Revi in the middle of Halacha Hey. We're starting Daf Chof Vov Amud Beis, six lines from the bottom. So Gemara Tanya Shimon Bar Yochai. Shimon Bar Yochai said, Akiva Rebbe Haya Doirish. Rebbe Akiva my Rebbe Udash in the following. The pasuk that says Koramar Shem Tzvoka Yitzoyim Revi Yitzoyim Chamishi Yitzoyim Shvihi Yitzoyim Asiri Yelbeis Yehudu L'Sosoyim V'L'Simcha. That's a pasuk in Zechariah, and it says these four tzoymos, these four fasts, will turn to be sasam and simcha. So what are these four fasts? So as the Gemara mentioned before in the parentheses, Tzom Revi is the Shivasim Etamos. Tzom Revi is the fourth month, Shivasim Etamos. What happened there? Nishtabru aluchos, the luchos are broken. Ubata atomit, the stabi having carbon atomit. Huvka here, the sea was broken into. Vesaris apachomus esahecho, esatoywa. Apachomus burned the toywa, the mitzal meecho, and there was a avidazor put into the echo. That's Tzom Revi. Tzom Chamishi, the fifth month, the Tisha B'Av. Shabbat Chorva Bais Boi Shoyin Yuvah Shniyah Beis HaMikdash was destroyed in both Beis HaMikdash, the first and the second. Tzom Hashvi is the Shloisha B'Tishrei Yom Shnei Rag Boi Gedalia Ben Achikam. The Tzom Hashvi is the seventh month, that's Gimel Tishrei, when Gedalia was killed. Tzom Asiri, that's the tenth month, that's Sora B'Tavis, Shabbat Somach Melech Bov Al Yerushalayim. We're talking about the beginning of the siege in Yerushalayim, which was in Chodesh Tavis. Continues the Gemara of Chozayin Amud Aleph. Hado Dichtiv, this is the pasuk that says that Asur Betavis is when there was the siege in Yerushalayim, because it says Veidvar Hashem Elai Bashona Achiz B'Chodesh Asir B'Osol Chodesh. Pasuk in Yecheskel talking about Chodesh Asir is Tavis, Osol Chodesh is Asur Betavis. Le'emor was told to Yecheskel Ben Adam Ksoiv L'Chod Shem Ayoyim Is Etzem Ayoyim Hazeh Somach Melech Bovel El Yerushalayim. This is the day that Melech Bovel is surrounding Yerushalayim. Va'ani Yoyimer says Hashem Baruchai, I say, Tzoy Masi, what's that song referring to? The Chamisha Betavis, not Asur Betavis, but Hey Betavis. Yom Shebos Shmuel Agoyla. That's when the Goyla found out about Churim Beis HaMikdash. They were already in Bavel. And when did the year of Tisha B'Av, that the Tisha B'Av destroyed, was destroyed? They heard about it a few months later in Hey Betavis. Hadoy Dichtiv, that's what the pasuk says. V'yibishtem Yisur Shana, the 12th year. Ba'asiri, the 10th month. Ba'chamishi l'choydesh l'galuseinu. Talking about the Galus, the years of the Galus. Po'elai apolit v'yushalayim le'mor huksa'ir. That's when came the one who survived Yerushalayim to say that the city was destroyed. So summarize of Shem Ba'achai, Shem Yehudo, in the Eretz Yisrael, Mis'ani Malamais. They're tiny, so when actually things happened. And the Goliath is Mis'ane when it came to the Golos. So I mean, what are these two Tanesi the Pasuk mentions? The Tzoyim HaChemishi is Tisha B'Av. That's when actually Churban HaBayis happened. And Tzoyim HaAsiri is when the Goliath heard about it, and that's when that's another Avelus, when they heard about Churban Beis HaMikdash. Rabbi Akiva Doish Rishon Achron V'Achron Rishon. Rabbi Akiva is not going in order. Because the order of the Pasuk is Tzoyim HaAsiri is mentioned last, but that's the first thing that happened, because that's the siege in Yerushalayim. I'm doing it in order, because Tzoyim HaAsiri refers to the last thing when the Shmuel came to the Goyla. And I think that I'm correct more than Rabbi Akiva. That's what Shmuel Bar Yochai says. Continues the Gemara and says, where did he burn the Torah? That place called Abarta Delut. Another place. Put the Zor in the Eichel. Is Tani Tani? Who amad? There's a verse that says that Tselem was put, not that he put it. Mandoma, who amad? The one that says that there was a Tselem put in the Eichel on Shivas of Tammuz. Who did it? Tselem was Menashen. It was Menashe, the king, who was a Rosha. He put a Tselem in the Eichel. Mandoma, Hemid, Tselem was Shapus Tammuz. The one who says Hemid was the same one who burned the Torah. Why is Shivas Betamos not a full time? It's like Tisha B'Av, meaning 24 hours. It was not miskabel to be a full time. No, the answer. Tisha B'Av happened twice. Twice the Churban happened. But Shivas Betamos did not happen twice the same day. A person has to make sure to live. A person fasts 24 hours, he doesn't come back to his full strength until 40 days. So you cannot have two fasts within 21 days of 24 hours. That's why Shavuot Sabbatam is not a full day. Now the Gemara goes back to Tisha B'Av to know, how do we know that Tisha B'Av is the day? Hadoi Dechtiv, here's what it says in the Pasuk, V'ibashon HaShez B'Chodesh Sheni B'Esrim L'Chodesh, meaning in 20th of Iyar, K'siv V'Yisum HaShem Derech Shloshes Yomim. So they traveled in the 20th year for 3 days. That's Chav Gimel year. It's a mashal to kids that when they finish learning, they run to the villages. So Am Yisrael, they were in joy after they learned Torah. That day, they had the Taivo, which is Kibbutz HaTaivo that we have in the Pesukim. They were there for a whole month, you know, eating and until they had enough. And then after that, it was Shiva Yimei Miriam. Because it says, so you have 37 days that they were in that place total from Chav Gimel Iyar until you get to the end of Sivan. Or by Boim Yom Shem Miraglim, then there were 40 days, there was the days of Miraglim, the Yashuv Mitur Haaretz, it came back, Miketzar Boim Yom, after 40 days, that comes out to be exactly Tisha B'Av. Reb Chaim goes on to explain the time, the Chodesh Yom was a 29 day, not a 30 day, so they got to Chav Beis B'Sivan. And then Zion days of Miriam, that's Chavtes Sivan. Then they went to Chavtes, they went to Miraglim, and 40 days later is Tisha B'Av. So it says in Moavir Shumi Torah, when the Miraglim came back, after 40 days. And they came to Moshe and Aaron. They were learning the Ilchis at least Baritz. You're not going to Eretz Yisrael. Why are you busy with the Chalav Arlo? You don't have the mitzvah of Chalav until you go into Eretz Yisrael. So everybody started crying. You cry for no reason. You will cry a real cry. That's the cry that we'll have in Tisha B'Av. He heard the people crying for their families. For the arayas that they can't marry. So they went back to the Miraglim and said, okay, you said it's terrible, we're not going to go in there. What did you see? It's a place where people are dying. Says the Gemara of Chazayim Beis, called Kiryo, any city that we went into there, we see people dying. Look at it, I did for you a favor. And you're saying it's a bad thing? Called Kiryah, every city they have on Alin Bo, they went in there, have a tav kartamais. I made sure, says the Kadosh Baruch Hu, that the head of the city, the top of the city died. At the Havon, the Havon Beaz, the whole city was busy in the Levayo, having Miyalim Karto, they were crying, Fenavkilon going out, Ubanash Lo Yodabor, and people did not know, but they were Miraglim. Nobody paid attention to the Miraglim. That's why people died. For the Oid, the Lamat of Anibe, Neinu Kechagovim, Vecheneinu Beinim, we felt the locust, and that's how they saw us. Do you know what you looked in their eyes? In other words, how do you know how they looked at you? Not only that, the Miraglim also spoke against the Kodesh Baruch Hu. He's strong. They are stronger than him. I mean, the Chaz Hashem, the Kodesh Baruch Hu cannot fight them. Meaning the big noise that you did not to go there to Israel. So the Hemshech Pasuk is Heitzis Eish Aleo V'ro Dil Yosef. So the fire started and destroyed the Beis Hamikdash. Tani Abisoyim Yom Shachar Mabayis Ayam Moitzi Shabbos O Moitzi Shmito. It was the day the Beis Hamikdash was Nechrov, was a Sunday, Moitzi Shabbos, and it was after Shmito. Umishmarto Shal Yoyoyiv, and it was the Mishmeres of Yoyoyiv, Petishbov, on Tishbov. The Chen Mishani, same thing happened in the second Beis Hamikdash. Ubezeh, Ubezeh, Yolavim, Oinim, El Duchon, and both of the Levim were on the Duchon. Foimim, Vayoshalim, Es Oinom, Vrasom, Yetzvitem, Yetzvisem, Hashem, Lakenu. They're singing that shir, the shir of, that is entailed in Perek Tzayik Dalet. We had a question. If there's no nisachim, meaning if you don't have wine of the korbanis, do you still do a shiro? Let's learn from the following. It says that's what the levim were doing. But there was no tummy. We learned before that the tummy was already bottled before. So if there's no tummy, there's no nisachim. You see, there's still a shiro, even though there's no wine of korbanis. Birchon holds really you could do shiro without nisachim, without a korban. Shimon Lakish, my ain oyim shibul nisachim, you cannot say shiro without nisachim. He said Birchon of Shimon Lakish, Ratani bezel bezel you levim oyim dimaladuchon for oyim veyeshiva lemesoyim. What do you mean? You see the levim are seeing a shir. What do you see from here? And as we'll see, what he's trying to say is, maybe they're just saying now the shear of the tummy that was bottled before. Because the song can be said a few days after the korban comes. So says the Gemara, if it was an asachim of korban that was before, they should have done the shear that belongs to the day the korban came, not the shear of that day. As the Gemara goes on and explained, the shear they did was the shear of that day. It was the shear that belonged to the day that the tumah stopped. So he made like holds the shear that he said was on the carpet. So the Gemara says, Omar Rav Levi is going to bring the names of the Mishmaris, and he's going to dash in each one. Yoriv is Gavru. The way Chaim explains is Loshon Riv. Miroin is Kartov, the city that was destroyed. Misarvayo, the name of the Mishmaris, is Mosar Beso Lesanayo. The house was given to the Soinim. Omar Biacho Yoriv, Ko Hiriv Imbonov, Al Shemoru Viservu Boy. Kodesh Baruch Hu followed them because they were fighting with and did not listen to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Yidayo Omak Tziporim, that comes from a Lashon of a Pasuk, supposing it sounds very similar. Yodoko Eitzo Miluko Amuka Shemilibom, so he knows what they really thought in their heart. Vehiglom Ketziporim, and he sent the gullus like birds. Continuing the Gemara says, Vinilka de Besa, Besa was captured. Rabbi Avidarsha Sinvar, but Uvdin, Bibilo Hashem Velechomel. Rabbi, and the Pasuk Bibilo Hashem Velechomel, said 24 stories that happened during the Churban. Fabiokhan Dorash Ashitin, he had 60 stories. Sigmo Fabiokhan Yosel Rabbi, Rechon was later. So, meaning, he was later, was further away from the Churban. So, how do you know more stories than Rabbi? Ella, the day the Rabbi have a Somich Lechurban Beis Mikdasho, have a Taman Sobin Nehirin, meaning because it's so close to the Churban, there were old man people that remembered the Bais. They have a Dorish Vinun Bachia, Umishtatkon Rekaimelon. So he started saying the stories, they started crying, and they left. That's where the Shear stopped. So he never ended up saying all the stories. Simuatani, Rav Yudu Bar Bloy Baruch, Rabbi Ayadurish, Rabbi Dash in the following. Hakol kol Yaakov v'adam de'esov. Kol ish Yaakov tzoyveyach. Yaakov is crying. Mashasulu yodov shel Esov bebeitor. For what Esov did to him in beitor. Tanim shirin b'yorcha akiva rabbi ayadorish. Dorach koicha miyakov. Dorach kuzvo miyakov. Meaning the Rabbi Akiva thought, it's talking about kuzvo, mean bar kochvo, that he was Mashiach. Rabbi Akiva kadav echayim bar kuzvo, when he saw him, ava omar, dinu malko Mashiach. He said, this is Melech HaMashiach. Omar Rabbi Yochanan ben Sarto Akiva. Yalu asovim melechayach. Grass will grow from your cheeks, even when you'll be dead. Vandai ben David lo yovo, and still Mashiach won't come. Omar Biyachon Kol Adjanus Kesar Horig Bebeisar Shwani Melech Viboy. The Kol Kol Yaakov is the voice of Adjanus Kesar killing 800,000 people. Omar Biyachon Shwanim Elev Zug Shil Toikri Konus. There was 80,000 Zug, which means 160,000 people that blow the horns. Hayum Akivim is Beisar, they're surrounding Beisar. Maybe one of them had many soldiers. Fayasho Bekuzo. And there's Bekuzo in Beisar. Fayalo Mataim Elev Metife Ezva. He had 200,000 soldiers that, in order to test them to see if they're strong enough, they had to come and cut off their finger with their mouth. Anybody who could cover his finger, that means he's strong and he's powerful, he could be a soldier. Shogachovim Vomru Loy Adem Maseto. He says, Yisrael Bali Mumin. Till when you can make all these soldiers Bali Mumin? They won't have fingers. I'm going to test somebody if he's a good soldier. Someone who cannot ride on a horse, and during the time he's riding a horse, cannot uproot a cedar tree from the ground, he won't be a soldier. Meaning, that'll be the test. Let's see someone going riding a horse and uprooting a tree. So you had 200,000 of the soldiers that cut off their fingers, and 200,000 of the soldiers were able to uproot a tree while they were on a horse. When he went into war, he spoke to Hashem, don't help us, don't make us lose the war. In other words, we are able to do it on our own. That's what Bar Kochva felt, that he has the own power to win the war. Continues the Gemara of Kavches and Mundalev, and this goes to Pasuk, you left us alone, you're not going with us to war. And the Mashmoah says that that's probably one of the reasons of his defeat. The Gemara will continue the next daf, the story of Beisar. With this we conclude, Yerushalmi Tainis Daf Chov Zayin.